Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. I had to actually look down at my screen to make sure I know which show we were recording. That's how you know I'm doing too many of these. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Sean Falk.
Hi.
Charles Boda.
Hello.
Steve Porter.
Hello.
At a moment, I would like, and your name is, and you're not on camera, Craig, so we really don't care about him anyway. All right, so this week we are going to report the results of a poll we put on our Facebook page asking you what the best quick service restaurants at Disney's Hollywood Studios are. And I have chosen the top four vote getters. And with number four, you know, we really have to have a talk with you people. Pizza Rizzo. You think Pizza Rizzo is the best anything? It's the best, most horrible pizza in the world, maybe. That pizza's awful. Awful, awful, awful. And I really blame America. any part of America that's not Chicago or the Northeast. Because those are the only places that know how to make decent pizza, apparently. And, you know, in a world where Papa John's and Domino's is considered good pizza, I guess Pizza Rizzo rises to the top. But it isn't. But okay, this is your vote. It was actually a tie. 8.9% for Pizza Rizzo and 8.9% in the number three slot for Fairfax Fair. Now, no, Sean, I'm going to go to you because you are like a Pizza Rizzo fan.
I was a Pizza Planet fan first.
So you have a history of appreciating crap. So, crap pizza. Okay.
I love, because as I said right before the show started, it's pizza. That's where you get pizza. Like, you can't get pizza anywhere else. So, and like, for people with kids or if you just want like a quick thing, you're like, okay, we're getting pizza. Like, it's easy and you know what it is and you can just go get pizza.
Okay, like, but here's the thing. There are recipes to make good pizza. Why can't they use one of them? Because, it's a long and storied tradition in that location for pizza that was crapped out of something. Well, I don't understand why. I'll tell you, I'm like, okay, they changed it. And, you know, I'm hearing some people say good things about it, but, you know, I've learned my lesson that most Americans wouldn't know a good piece of pizza if it slapped them in the face. And I'm like, let's go check it out. And I got it and I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, this looks like typical crappy Disney pizza. And I bit into it and I'm like, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. Doughy, flavorless. It was like ketchup on a piece of soggy cardboard. It was horrible.
I like how your criteria for good pizza is just them having it.
I mean, my favorite pizza is like the rectangle pizza that I used to get at Sicilian. In like elementary school. No.
Ilio's. Yeah. All right. I'm going to tell you something. I have a soft spot for Ilio's. It's not good pizza, but I got it when I was a kid. We would get that, and that was like Friday night, and you were staying up late, and my mother would put Ilio's pizza in the... Now, it did taste better then. They've changed it since. But every so often, just for nostalgia, I'll get some Ilio's pizza.
I don't know. What is that?
You're talking about the square pizza.
Yeah, but
this is something they make in elementary school at the cafeteria.
All right, so you're talking about Sicilian.
No.
No, okay. We're talking about rectangle pizza.
Yeah, there's a pizza
that's cut in squares is called Sicilian.
This is not
Sicilian.
This is just to show the divergence between like a pizza aficionado and somebody who likes
and
Pizza Rizzo.
And Sean.
Yeah, no, they used to, in elementary school, they used to have these square pizzas. They would like make them in one long sheet. Mm-hmm. And you get these like rectangle like slivers of pizza, which would have like just like, I don't know, whatever cheese they took off the ground that they found in the area. They would just throw it angrily on top of it, and it would have like sauce that was overly sweet and ketchup or overly sweet to make up for the fact that the ingredients were subpar, at least definitely in Florida they were. So that is what he is basing his love of pizza for. Yeah. And that's what you're getting at Pizza Rizzo. You're getting a tomato that has been stuffed with sugar and verbally abused until it just dies on a piece of dough, and then they angrily throw cheese on it and they serve it to you. It's kind of like one of those single serving Red Baron pizzas, but worse.
Yeah.
So,
but I like those single serving Red Baron pizzas. So,
oh,
just dip it in some ranch dressing.
That's what I used to eat when I came home from school. Like,
so yeah. Pizza Rizzo, if you think Domino's is good. If you know Domino's is, and Papa John's is crap, and you have any self-respect whatsoever, do not go to Pizza Rizzo. My opinion, anyway. All right, number three was Fairfax Fair. And this was actually tied with Pizza Rizzo, but I refused to give Pizza Rizzo that... That's standing.
That distinction.
So Fairfax Fair is you got a lot of rice bowls. There's like a grilled chicken rice bowl, a pulled pork, a vegan chili, chili cheese all beef hot dog, things like that. This comes in at number three. I will tell you, no matter what, it's better than Pizza Rizzo. Yeah. I don't care.
Yes,
I have never tried it. I've never tried it, but you have?
No, haven't. But I'm saying the exact same thing that you are. Like, there's just no way that it's worse.
And there's no way it could possibly be worse than Pizza Rizzo.
I've eaten there. I had the rice bowl. I think it's got beef on it, right? Isn't that what I said? It's like beef on a rice bowl. It was pretty good.
Pulled pork.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. Yeah.
Is it as good as...
It's just different. It's not better or worse. It's just different.
I want his lower third from now on. Because it's pizza. I want that. I want that tagline on his lower third from now on, Craig. So Fairfax Fair comes in number three. Number two, the Backlot Express. Now, this was significantly higher, like I said. Pizza Rizzo and Fairfax Fair both got about 8.9% of the vote. 33%. This is the jump now from Fairfax Fair to Backlot Express, from 9% to 33%. And what are your thoughts, Steve, on Backlot Express?
It's my favorite. It's my favorite quick service location in Hollywood Studios. I mean, I think it's important to note that when we took this poll, a lot of the comments of this when we had it on Facebook were the best quick service option at Hollywood Studios is to leave and go to Epcot. So that's important to note. But if I have to pick Backlot, just because it's still themed like that old Backlot, what Hollywood Studios kind of was before it's made its big changes that it's undergoing. So it's that last little relic of the old Hollywood Studios to me. So I like that theming. And the food's all right. I mean, it's just the classic Disney burgers.
I'm going to tell you, sandwiches. I had the... I guess it was about last year sometime. I had the chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. Yeah. It was pretty good. But that's what they had. I mean, that's the sort of fare you're getting there. Cheeseburgers. Oh, sorry. I didn't mute my laptop. Cheeseburgers, chicken breast nuggets, chili cheese dogs. The chicken and waffles is probably one of the more signature dishes. A lot of Star Wars stuff here, and those are it's the dark side chicken and waffles,
and there's Darth Vader's face is like part of the waffle.
Yeah, the waffle is Darth Vader's head. So you know, there's that, but that was pretty decent. I didn't think Backlot Express was all that bad. I mean, it's again that, you know, there's no Michelin star in the offing here, but so that came in at number two. Number one, only slightly ahead of Backlot Express, was the ABC Commissary. And what's that look on your face about, Steve?
Well, I'm just laughing about this whole conversation that you said. You're like, oh, it's not that bad. I'm just thinking, like, that's kind of like what the best Hollywood Studios quick service
So that's
is.
The tagline for Hollywood Studios quick service?
Yeah, it's not that bad. Not that bad. So sorry, I just had that in my thought. That's why I was just laughing.
So, what are our thoughts on the commissary? I mean, we've all eaten there, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's eaten the commissary.
Yeah.
I gotta say, like, you know, again, I had the chicken and ribs there. I've had it a couple times. I actually like the chicken and ribs there. It's not bad at all.
I think I've mentioned this before, but I had a terrible chicken sandwich there. It wasn't like food poisoning terrible, but it was like rubbery and flavorless, and I just did not like it. But weirdly enough, I just like being at the commissary.
Really?
Yeah, like, because every time I go, like, sometimes there's like work that we need to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, I go and I just order a coffee and I get my laptop and I sit down and I like clock in and I do something there. So I just have this weird, like, I don't know. I like the setting. I like the feeling there, but that's just weird. That's completely personal and weird. I would never recommend anybody eat there, though. Mm-hmm. It's got a special place in my heart.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know what to say about ABC Commissary. I think it's just, again, it's your standard Disney burgers and chicken, and I'm not a huge fan, but I'm not really a fan of the theming as much as you are. That's why I had Backlot probably as my number one, but I don't hate it. It, again, like, that's like the whole thing. It's like their best is like, eh, I don't hate it. It's not horrible. So, yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. I would recommend what the comment said and said go to Epcot.
Go to Epcot. But, you know, that's a, you know, honestly, pain in the neck. I mean, it's not exactly across the street.
Okay, so I guess if you have to pick one, mine would be Backlot Express.
See, yeah, I would have to say if I have to pick one, it would be Commissary for me, if I have to pick one. Or, well, when Rosie's All-American had the fried green tomatoes, but I think they've since taken them off, if I remember correctly. They've removed that from the menu, someone told me. I haven't been over to look, but if they have it, then just stop it. All the rest of this discussion is pointless. Just go there and get the fried green tomato. But this, again,
they have it.
It is there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that didn't do very well in our poll, so I don't know.
No, it didn't. It actually came in number 5, I believe, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, number 5 was Rosie's All-American. And I'll tell you what. Go have the fried green tomato sandwich, then walk across the park, go to Pizza Rizzo, have a piece of that crap, then come back and take our poll again and tell me if you think Pizza Rizzo is better. I'm getting emails on this. I love Pizza Rizzo.
I prefer Pizza Rizzo over ABC Commissary.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. I don't. I definitely don't. If it was between Pizza Rizzo and starving, I'd have to think about it. It is that bad. It is that bad. I'm very surprised to see it this high up. But yeah, for me, you know, honestly, I think the best quick service meal I've ever had at Hollywood Studios, bar none, was the fried green tomato sandwich at Rosie's. And that was delicious. That was delicious. Had it a few times now. But somebody told me they took it off, so I'm happy.
I still saw it on the menu, so.
I'm happy that's not the case, so.
I've not had that, but I don't think I've ever had an enjoyable quick service meal at Hollywood Studios.
Let's try it. So, all right, so there you have it. According to you, our dear viewer, on Facebook, best quick service restaurants at Disney's Hollywood Studios, Pizza Rizzo, Fairfax Fair, Backlot Express, and the ABC Commissary. And that will do it for this episode of the Disney Dining Show. We'll be back with you again next week. Thanks for staying with us, everyone. And remember, stay out of the damn lakes.